What about your renewing tenants? Well, first off, I want you to score them A, B, C, or F. If somebody's an F, get rid of them. If somebody's a C, but if they're calling in work order repair requests and they got other problems going on, get rid of them. But if they're a B or an A, keep them and get them to renew.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay, hello and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. My name's Mike Butler, and today's topic is how much and how do you raise your rents? With the national average for last year, increase in rents was 15%. So there's a right way and a wrong way to do this. Here's the way we came up with it. So the national average for last year, there was a 15% increase in rents all across. If you happened to watch 60 Minutes a couple of weeks ago, they said the national average 15% that rents went up. And cities like Jacksonville, for example, in 1 year, rents went up 40%. And they proved it by interviewing a couple who last year rented a place for $1,000. And then when it was time to do the renewal, they wanted to charge them $1,400 rent. And so that couple was a little upset, obviously. And so he went online and checked comps. And sure enough, they get the same thing that they got today. Their rent was going to be $1,400. So Jacksonville went up 40%, New York, 15%, the Seattle area up in the Northwest, 29%. So no longer does my 2.9% annual increase in rent automatically happen. I've got to make some changes to it or we're missing out on a lot of money and the inflation's going crazy. So step one, run comps. Okay. You got to run comps that are local to you. You can't do a national comp and say, well, okay, the national average is 15%, so I'm going to raise mine 15%. No, you're going to have to check it in your hometown and where you have your rentals. So here's some places you can go to check rent comps. Go to Zumper, that's Zumper.com, and search for properties in your town. Okay, there's another one called Zillow Rental Manager. That's a great tool, but the URL, the website name there is like about 4 months long. So just Google Zillow Rental Manager. You'll find it. You'll see it. Click on it. You can use that to run comps. There's another one called Rent-O-Meter. It's rent, then O, then meter, all one word, .com. And you can run rent comps there. And then Redfin Rental Estimate. Now, it too has a long URL, but just Google it and put Redfin Rental Estimate, and you'll find some comps on there. Homes.com. You'll find comps there. And then always go to Google and say rental houses in your town. And then you can find out what comps are, number of bedrooms, square footage, all this and that. Invest a little bit of time in there to see where you're at. Okay. And you'll find how much behind whatever the market rate is. Okay. So moving on. So how to raise the rent challenge. So now you got your comps. Okay. And so in my town, where the rents have increased a little over 11%, but I don't think that that's going to continue. I think they're going to plateau a little bit. So here's what I came up with. I used to do automatic 2.9% annual increase in rent and call it for cost of living. Now I'm changing that to 9.9%. Okay. 9.9%. That's just for my town after me having done comps. So the easiest way is when you have a tenant turnover, somebody moves out, well, you can just raise it right there before you put it out there on the internet or on your flyers and things like that. On my program, on my lease documents, like a new tenant, the bottom of the first page has what the annual increase in rent's going to be. So that way I don't have to send them a 30-day notice and get them to freak out and stuff. When they sit down and we do the rental agreement, well, then it has next year's annual cost of living, 9.9%. Okay. And a new rent will be this dollar amount effective on this date. Okay. That's pretty easy. Now, here's the challenge. What about your renewing tenants? Well, first off, I want you to score them A, B, C, or F. Okay. If somebody's an F, you're not going to renew them. Get rid of them. If somebody's a C, okay, that means they're a pain in the butt. They might pay their rent on time. But if they're calling in work order repair requests, they got other problems going on and this and that, get rid of them. But if they're a B or an A, okay, you want to keep them and get them to renew. So we want to keep great residents. How long? Not just a year or two or even three. You want to keep them forever. Okay. It's just like having a good employee. So here's your big challenge. So when it's time for them to renew, you want to have them do a brand new spanking lease. Here's why. Because odds are the lease they started out with, you've probably made some changes to it. So let's get the current, most up-to-date lease that you have. And if you're using Mike's system here on the landlording on autopilot system, you've got your built-in annual increases in rent at the bottom of the first page. So you don't have to send them those notices. So now they're going to be renewing. So you're going to have to give them some comps. You're going to say, hey, guys, I don't know if you've been paying attention to it, but, you know, inflation, look at gas prices, look at grocery price. Everything's going up. What's going up on our end, too, with insurance, property taxes, blah, 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 blah. OK, so give them some comps. So they're in a 3-bedroom, 1-bath brick ranch. Well, find some other 3-bedroom, 1-bath brick ranches in their neighborhood or in zip code or what have you, and show them what those rents are. OK, odds are they're going to be a lot higher than what they're paying now. So you can also tell them that the national average is 15%. Now, your town might be a little different. OK, find out what it is in your town. Remember the comps. OK, and I think, me personally, I've never, ever done this before. Increase their rents by 9.9%. That's, basically 10% increase in rent. That's pretty tall order for 1 year. Okay. Now it's nothing like Jacksonville where they had 40% increase. Okay. So if you've got a great tenant and you don't want them to move, you can tell them that, okay, in our town, rents have gone up 11% over last year and new tenants coming on board, their annual increase in rent is 9.9%, but you're an A resident. So we're going to give you a discount of 7.9%. Okay. So, you know, tell them that everybody else has got this, but because they're so good, okay, they're so good, and you want to keep them forever, give them tell them they get a discounted annual increase in rent of 7.9%. And remember to support it with comps. Now, you can always, always discount it in the future. So on mine, where I have the new tenant, their annual cost of living increase is 9.9%. Well, let's say things plateau a little bit. You don't have to raise it 9.9%. Okay. It says that in your lease, but maybe you give them a 5%. You can discount it, but I promise you this. Okay. If you have in your lease agreement that the annual cost of living increase of 9.9%, your new rent's going to be this dollar amount effective on this date. Okay. The 13th month, for example. Well, if you can't raise it 40% like they did in Jacksonville. Okay. But you can discount it if things calm down a little bit. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. You want to keep your great tenants forever. Okay. Remember to score them A, B, C, D, or F. And if you want to get those forms in my lease, you can get it with the landlording on autopilot system. And I have that built in for you. So just go visit mikebutler.com. And I need your help. If you like what you're learning here in the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast, click the follow button or subscribe button somewhere. Add comments if you can do that. And please share with your fellow investors. And buy my number one best-selling book, Landlording on Autopilot. It's on Amazon. You can get it right now and have it shipped to you. And Bigger Pockets, that's one of the top 5 books every investor must have. Sign up for my free Power Lunch Investor Trainings. They happen every Tuesday at 12 noon. And you can sign up for that at mikebutler.com. Adios, stay safe, and remember to raise those rents. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.